The idea seemed simple enough. Some veterans needed an easy way to document their service. For some, it's just pride. For others, it may be a little more practical.
There are so many companies that offer discounts. It might be 5% off or 10% off, and it could be just something like a free drink.
Ryan Ganaw founded a military wallet after leaving the Air Force. His website compiles discounts and benefits for veterans and people in the military. He's watched the number of companies offering discounts balloon in the last decade.
So a lot of these companies, for some of the bigger discounts, they really want to make sure that you are who you say you are. And it's not always easy to do.
So 2.5 years ago, Congress overwhelmingly passed a law which requires the VA to issue veterans' ID cards. Now the VA is just starting to tell veterans how they can get that card. They apply online at va.gov. Then the VA says it should take up to 60 days for the card to arrive. The VA has released few additional details about the program, but Office Depot says it's finalizing a deal with the VA to print and distribute the card at no cost to veterans. A prototype card leaked in October actually carried the Office Depot logo. The VA hasn't released the final version, but Carl Hunzinger, who is retired from the Air Force and works with veterans in Florida, said he's worried the card won't be taken seriously.
If my retirement ID card had a Home Depot or Office Depot or some logo of some business on the back of it, that just would not sit well with me whatsoever, because it is just not professional.
Hunzinger brought the idea of a universal veterans ID card to the bill's sponsor, Florida Congressman Vern Buchanan, after he saw a homeless vet struggling to open his discharge papers at a local shelter. Hunzinger assumed veterans received ID cards from the Department of Defense, like he did as a military retiree.
And so I started researching it, and there was nothing. I could not believe low-hanging fruit like that, something that was very much needed, did not exist.
In October, the VA said the card would finally be available in November. When Veterans Day came and went without an announcement, people who work with veterans began hearing from them.
We do get a lot of calls on that.
Adonis Relieve is retired from the Navy. He's now a veteran service officer for San Diego County.
They just wanted to know when it's going to be, because some of them really would like to have this kind of ID.
The card is supposed to allow veterans to avoid carrying around their DD-214, their discharge papers, which lists a wealth of personal information like Social Security numbers. Relieve has seen vets who have carried around their DD-214 in their wallet for decades.
They take it out from their wallet, and I said, stop it. Don't even open it.
Along with military retirees, veterans who receive VA medical care have ID. The law targets that subset of vets who don't fall into any of those categories. States have tried to address that by adding a veterans designation to driver's licenses. In the years since Congress passed the law, the idea spread to nearly every state. Relieve showed me the process for the designation in California.
There is a form here that the veteran will fill out. It says veteran status verification form.
Receiving the new federal veteran's ID card won't guarantee a vet qualifies for VA services like health care or disability benefits. It's just ID. There's no guarantee that any individual merchant will recognize the card as definitive proof that a veteran served. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.